We're going to talk about housing now, and we've talked about housing a lot over the last couple of months and years because it is a crisis the likes of which we've never seen before. It's best summed up by the fact that health is no longer the only ministry that nobody wants to end up in. Many would argue that housing has now become akin to a national emergency, if not a full-blown one. There is no end in sight. We have thousands of people homeless. We have kids living in hotels. I saw this the other night when I was staying in a hotel in Dublin, and there's something wrong on every level when you see a family and they're not there on holidays. And I just asked myself that question. How long have that family been in that hotel? And they were there surrounded by tourists from all over the world who were coming to Dublin paying top dollar for a hotel. And you had this family in the middle of it. And in my mind, I was sitting there going, they're going to have to do the homework. And it was just wrong. And it is something that we haven't gotten to grips with. So is there any answer? To talk about this, we'll talk about the politics and the reality of this. Maria Bailey is Fine Gael TD and chair of the Oireachtas Committee on Housing. Another member of that committee, Sinn Féin's housing spokesperson, Eoin Bryn. And we have Dr. Lorcan Sir, the housing lecturer at DIT. And Lorcan, I want to go to you first because, look, yours is the, if I can put it this way, the independent overview, mm-hmm. the academic overview. I mean, why haven't we gotten to grips with this? How have we gotten to the point at which this is as bad as it ever was?
Part of the reason, part of the answer to that, Jonathan, is a refusal to do a couple of things. One is to admit the size and scale of the problem. And that has been a huge issue over the last couple of years, that the problem is far greater than has been acknowledged. And that's evident in things like the house building numbers that are released every year, which are so far off the scale that they're beyond belief. And the second part is a refusal to admit that previous policies, a continuation of using policies that have already been proven to fail, hasn't stopped. So we're still using policies, as in relying on the market, for example, to provide the vast majority of our social housing accommodation. That policy has been proven to fail for a long time, and yet we're still continuing to do that. We're still relying essentially on the market to do things that the state did up until about the 1990s, which is build houses and, you know, house people who can't house themselves.
They don't have that skill set. That skill set lost because people retired, moved on, council stopped. Yeah,
well, yes and no, but like when I talk about building houses, people think I mean council officials or council workers going out with shovels and digging trenches. That is not what you mean. Nowadays, and it was the same in the 1930s, what that means is the council issues a contract to a large builder to build 300 houses here and 600 houses there. And that really isn't happening. Like, we're going to give away state land mostly to private developers to do what they want. We have the private rental sector, we have home ownership, we have social housing. We don't have the concept of affordable housing in Ireland, which is something that they do have in other jurisdictions for people, for example, who earn between, say, 36,000 and 60,000 a year as a household. So they've too much income to get help from the state, but not enough income really to house themselves,
to
buy a house.
Just
there's loads going on there.
Stop
yeah.
right there for a second. Yeah. You're saying that 60 grand, if it's coming in as an income, that's not enough to get you an affordable house. Is that not in its own way a damning indictment of that middle ground?
Yeah, well, the middle ground is the shifting ground, actually. And what you notice really is there's going to be a whole generation of people who can no longer rely on the idea of coming out of university or out of school or whatever and getting a permanent job. And those people are, and particularly at the lower skilled end of that, those people are going to be in serious trouble because they're going to be on contract work. They will have less security of employment. They'll have fewer benefits that go along with that. They'll rock up to the bank and say, please, sir, can I have a mortgage? And the bank will say, no, you can't. So then they have to go into a dysfunctional private rental sector. And many of the issues in the private rental sector around, particularly around security of tenure, have not been addressed. And so where do these people go? So you need a type of housing for these people who are going to be stuck, pretty much stuck in the middle.
But which is what every other country does.
Pretty much.
We're not trying to create something new.
No.
Maria Bailey, yesterday we watched Enda Kenny, his swan song. I mean, the true test in history will be kind to him because he inherited one situation and we are in the situation we are now. But there's two sores, running sores, which are health, number one, which we won't talk about today, but number two is housing. And Larkin's point that Fine Gael in government for the last 6 years has not come to grips with the size and scale of the problem. Do you agree with that sentence?
I don't. Well, what I do agree with is that it's a housing emergency and a housing crisis. But what I would also say is that, and I don't want to go back over the past, Jonathan, but we inherited 10 years of no building, no local authority building houses. And if you stop building social housing, eventually you run out of homes to
put
people
into.
You've
been there 6 years, though. I mean, I don't want to go back over that.
I'm not going to go back over that, Jonathan, right? But for the first time in those 6 years, last year, we actually had the money to put back into this sector. We had to get a broken economy back up and running before we could actually start spending money in services and other sectors. And what Minister Coveney did do last year was he got a 50% increase in his budget. He put together the Rebuilding Ireland plan, a plan that's over the next couple of years will deliver 47,000 social units in tandem with private units, affordable units, and all of what Lorcan did say there. I just want to touch on a couple of things that Lorcan said.
Did it not take too long to get to that point where you had now a starting point, which was that you were going to build 47,000 houses?
Well, if you just let me explain why it's taken it to this point, and I've given you a copy of the documents there. So if you go back to 2015, only 74 council houses were built throughout the country. We have 2,500 now, but the list I have before you is on over 600 sites throughout the country. There is the return of over 10,000 social units will be returned. We talked about state-owned land. State-owned land, and it will be site-specific, and I know Owen has a bugbear about this, but state-owned land or other land where funding will be given to developers to provide for housing, to provide for a road or a bridge or whatever infrastructure is needed to open up that land, has been provided through local infrastructure housing assistance funding. But where we have state-owned land, it is up to that local authority in negotiations with the developer of that site to decide with the councillors how much affordability, how much social and how much private units will be put on that site.
I want to put the brakes on that for a second, because I'm coming at this from an outsider's point of view, and I'll ask for the two gentlemen on the panel to give their opinion in a moment. It shouldn't be that complicated. What you've just listed, you have listed various different levels of people, developers, councils, local authorities, central government. It is too complicated. And if you have too much complication in a system, nothing gets done.
So, Jonathan, what we had before was an action plan to deal with homeless. You cannot deal with the homeless crisis unless you have supply on the market. You cannot deal with supply unless you have banks giving finance to developers to develop. You cannot get supply onto sites unless you have sites that are ready to go and have the infrastructure in place. There's five pillars in the plan. They all have to work in tandem. I've heard people say to us, well, there's enough vacant houses, you don't need to build any more units. And then on the other hand, they're saying, well, why aren't local authorities building social units? All these sectors have to work in tandem together to be developed.
But government's job is to be the unifying force. The people
and that
who
is
draw
absolutely
the
happening.
What is it?
Look at the figures, Jonathan.
There's more people in emergency accommodation. That family that I saw were not alone. There's more
not
now in emergency accommodation,
Jonathan,
than we've ever had.
You have young kids like I have young kids. It is not suitable for any family to be living in a hotel. Every single person in this country would agree with that. 25 million has been spent on hubs, and whether you agree or disagree with hubs, hubs are far more suitable for families until we find suitable accommodation. They are self-contained apartments. There's creche facilities, there's kitchen facilities, there's laundry facilities, there's play areas.
Not a home, though.
They're not a home, but they are a short-term solution to find a long-term solution.
Okay, well, look, I mean, yesterday Enda Kenny stood down, and one of the facts of his 6 years as Taoiseach is a 300% increase in child homelessness. Simon Coveney has been minister for a year, and in every month bar one, the number of children sleeping in emergency accommodation has increased. In every single month Simon Coveney was minister, the total number of people in emergency accommodation has increased. But what's also happened is the length of time they're spending in emergency accommodation has gone from an average 6 months to now up to 2 years. So by any objective assessment, what this government has done both in the last 12 months and the last 6 years hasn't worked. We've also seen a continued crisis in the private rental sector, and as Lorcan rightly pointed out, a growing section of working people whose incomes are above the level to get access to social housing and cannot afford either to rent or to buy, and there's no prospect of them being able to afford that for quite some time. The big disappointment is, look, we all, notwithstanding our political differences, we all gave Minister Coveney and his action plan the benefit of the doubt at the outset, and we all said, if there's good stuff in here and if it works, we will say that and we will support it. But I have to say, at the end of the 12 months, I am deeply frustrated. And I suppose at the centre of this is one glaring policy failure that has been repeated by Minister Coveney, Alan Kelly and Fianna Fáil before them, which is there is a section of society, and it's not just people on social welfare, it includes working families of different ages, for whom the market cannot provide their housing needs, just cannot. And the responsibility of the state is to step in, and just like they did in the 40s and 50s and in the 1970s, is to build those homes. But let me make the point.
10,000 so, in the pipeline.
So let me make the point. Well, there isn't 10,000. About
there
a third.
Is. No,
about,
no, there is 10,000 on there, over 600 there, sites there, when you go through aren't. 31 local
a
authorities.
Third,
there
a
is.
Third of those houses haven't even been agreed in principle with the local authorities. It's a spreadsheet dreamed up by departmental officials. A third of them are not
okay.
in the pipeline.
All right, well,
but let me make
point.
This really, really important point. Is what we see from this government is a series of very, very small areas of expenditure. The budgetary increase that Maria outlined is simply Fine Gael reversing the cut that they introduced back in 2011 and 2012. We are nowhere close to the level of expenditure either on vacant homes, on new homes, on social and affordable homes.
All right, well,
and here's the rub. The government made big play of putting about 200 million into a fund to try and assist private developers kickstart building on sites where they had planning permission to deliver affordable homes. The first homes have gone on the market close to one of those sites, and they're €475,000. So even where the government is giving money to private developers, it is not returning any affordability
what's
dividend.
What's the solution then? I mean, okay. We need solutions because if you're saying what Fine Gael are doing isn't working, what's the solution?
And you don't need to take Sinn Féin's view. There was a special Dáil Housing and Homeless Committee that was set up.
It was the first thing that was set up in the interregnum
before the government was formed. And we spent a considerable amount of time. We had over 90 submissions. We had 40 or 50 hearings from a range of experts. And we produced a report that had cross-party support bar one member. And for example, we said the state needed to increase the stock of real social housing by a minimum of 10,000 units a year every year. What we have currently is about an increase of, at the very best, 4,500 units. So it's not even 50% of what that committee recommended. We called, for example, for significant action to stop the flow of families into homelessness. And again, none of those measures have been taken up by the minister. And on the affordability end,
we called.
They're not the measures that we recommended in the cross-party report. And on affordability, the issue is this. The private sector cannot deliver homes for purchase at affordable prices. So the state should do that in conjunction with social housing, and it is simply refusing
Maria
to do
Bailey,
so because it doesn't want to spend the money.
Why didn't Simon Coveney do that?
That is exactly what is happening. As I said to Owen, and we can skew this whatever way we want, right? But on state-owned land, local authorities throughout the country will work with developers who develop that, and it's site-specific, depends where you are, on what the affordable price is on those units. They will decide on the percentage of social
units,
affordable? On
from
rent
the,
to
from
buy.
From the department's point of view, what's affordable? Give us the price.
Definition is important, isn't it?
This is important. The department should be setting what affordability is.
Well, we already
and it's
have
not 475,000
euros. Right, there's already measures in place, and this was even before Minister Coveney was there, that if a developer keeps a house under the 300,000 bracket, they get their development levy rebate then from the local authority, so that there's incentives there for them to keep it under a certain bracket. But just bear in mind here, right, because this, like, I'm hearing a lot of here, but I'm not hearing solutions, right? But it
112 different recommendations from a cross-party Oireachtas group.
And yet,
and
I'm not hearing any solutions from Sinn Féin.
They were the
except
solutions.
Criticisms,
okay,
right?
They were the
solutions.
Pull the politics out of it.
Just let me
who
finish what I'm saying. Just let me finish what I'm saying. I spent 12 years in local authority. I am fully aware of the role that local authorities have to play when it provides social housing. I'm also fully aware that the funding stopped coming to local authorities to develop social housing. I'm also fully aware that it's up to councillors to agree or disagree on Part 8, which are the planning permissions for social housing. Local authorities now have a massive role to play in developing social housing.
And that comes back, Larkin, that's my point in all of this, right, is that there are so many different teams on the pitch that we're not getting that done. I mean, I wasn't around when they built Finglas, or they built Ballyfihan, or they built Moy Ross, or all these other local authority houses that were built in the 60s and the 70s where generations grew up and are now older areas, ironically enough, that you know, people have grown up there and it's a very different estate. Why don't we do that? And why doesn't government take responsibility for doing that, as opposed to saying, well, the local authorities need to talk to the developers, who need to talk to the planners, who need to go around in a vicious circle where nothing gets done?
Well, you can put a lot of barriers between you and the actual delivery of housing, which is helpful for deflecting the blame. But back in the 1930s and until the 1950s and 60s, there was a kind of an ideology in government that it was the right thing to do to house people who can't house themselves. And the idea of the state building housing also provided training and employment. And that's a key factor that we're missing out. We have a huge issue with construction skills coming down the line. So
it's a jobs generator. If government builds
an
houses,
income generator.
It's a jobs.
It is. And right at the moment, we're not really building houses, to be honest with you. And some of the figures coming out there were about 31% of the 8,500 houses that you say the social houses are being built haven't even been approved. That is a fact from your own department's statistics. We built less than 300 council houses last year. So we really need to get the finger out and start doing that. I mean, that is the solution. Part of the government's problem is it's relying, as I keep saying, it's relying on the market. So out of the 47,000 social houses that are due to come down the line by 2021, about 21,000 of those are going to come from the private rental sector, which is therefore going to squeeze everybody else out and jack up rents.
A very interesting point made by a listener here. I am sick of the same opinions given housing. It's very simple. We don't have a social housing problem. We have a private housing problem. And how relevant a point is that?
Absolutely.
And we have been looking at the wrong end of this. We're looking at the lower end who have been squeezed out because there wasn't apartments for young professionals or families who could afford to pay a decent rent.
If you look at it like that, Jonathan, right now, due to our own Department of Finance policy, there is no incentive for people who have land, and particularly land with planning permission, to build. If you bought land between December 2011 and December 2014 and held on to it for 7 years, you avoid capital gain tax. So the tax, 33%, that you would pay on the increase in value of your land. So if I bought land in that period and I got planning permission, why would I take on the additional development risk of building houses? Just sit on the land until the 7 years.
I just want to put that to Owen O'Brien.
So we have an incentive not to build.
That's an ideological problem for you guys, because your party and parties of the left don't like developers. You don't like the idea of people getting extremely rich.
No, well, first of all, we don't have no opposition to developers who do a job well. There's a crisis in all three strands of our housing system: the social housing system, the rental system, and the private for purchase system. All three of them are in crisis. And any credible set of solutions has to look at all three. Now, the one credit I will give to Minister Coveney and his team is for the first time we had a strategy which at least tried to look at all of those different streams. But let's go back to money for a moment, because one of the things Minister Coveney has said repeatedly is money is no object. And he keeps telling us there's just over 5 billion over the 6 years of the plan. That averages out at about 800 million a year each year. Now, when Fine Gael took office in 2011, that year's budget for housing, social housing capital expenditure was 800 million. Then they cut it. We actually need to spend twice that to deliver the kind of social housing programme in the first instance, but also to assist in the delivery of affordable housing. And the one thing I say about social housing to people who are in the private rental market who want to purchase is that by providing a substantially greater level of social housing, that's not just good for the people who get those houses. It also takes pressure off the private rental market, bringing prices down for people like me who rent, and it takes pressure off the private for purchase market, also bringing prices down. But, and this is one of the really important points, the state also has to be directly involved in the delivery of affordable houses, not the crazy schemes that Fianna Fáil put in place that were essentially providing subprime mortgages to lower income families. We need the local authorities, in conjunction with private builders, not private developers, to be building the houses that average income families can buy and rent.
Therein lies the rub. And I think that this system doesn't work for that reason. That you have, okay, I am building a housing estate. We're calling it News Talk Lawns, right? So News Talk Lawns is being built, and you're saying to the developer, hello, Mr. Developer, you build News Talk Lawns, but 30% of that has to be affordable housing. Developer goes,
That's not the way you should do it, because if you do it that way, which is the government's way, it is not going to financially stack up at the affordable end.
But this is where it does stack up, right? So if I give you an example,
it doesn't, because it's not happening.
Well, let me just explain, if you don't mind, right? Because I'm kind of outnumbered here, 3-1.
I'm not
against any of you. I'm just trying to give you some facts here.
If I take the example of a site in Shankill, it's the former Shangana prison site in Shankill, right? And it's state-owned land. There's nothing going on that land, and we have the opportunity to develop that for 500 units. It is up to that local authority to decide on the percentage of each. If we take Dunleary constituency, and obviously I'm biased, it's 20% higher for rent or for purchasing a property. So we have a massive affordability crisis in Dunleary. There's prime opportunity on this site for the council to decide on the measures of how much affordability and rent to buy. So where you can rent that property for a number of years, the money that you use in your rent is then used as your deposit when you want to purchase that unit with the local authority. It is state-owned land, and on state-owned land is where we can develop affordable units.
But did we not run into a problem previously where we had local authority housing that we sold off all that stock that could have become available?
The tenant purchase scheme,
and would have relieved some of the pressure, because you've now got a lot of people living in big houses who are on their own, or maybe other kids.
So if you social housing stock, they're reviewing this process at the minute, but Part 5 scheme is what we call, where it's a private development where 10% of that development comes back for social and affordable units. If you get one of those units, you won't be able to
buy. Do you know how many Part 5 houses we delivered last year?
We've major applications coming in, Lorcan.
I know, but I just want to say that I just want to point out that relying on the market, right, which is what Part 5 does, 10% of what a builder builds is sold to the local authority. That delivered 35 houses last year.
Here's a better proposition to deal with the issue of the delivery of these houses. So on public land, the local authority should be the developer. They should bring in private builders to build the houses.
That's exactly what I said.
No, because what the government's plan is, you're bringing in private finance and a private developer to oversee the project. So the local authority doesn't have the ability to control it. If the local authority had the role of the development of the site, if finance were provided, for example, through the Housing Finance Agency, low interest loans available today, the local authority could then determine on the basis of local need how many council houses, how many affordable rental houses, how many for sale.
But local authorities don't have the capacity to do that.
They absolutely do, right? And the only way they're going to develop the capacity if they're given the responsibility. They will then be able to oversee those projects. And for example, on the affordable purchase, the local authorities will be able to deliver homes for sale on the market to families in that middle income bracket, €100,000 less than private sector.
And look, I don't want to get bogged down in this, but you sat on a local authority for many years before you became a member of the Oireachtas. Do you honestly think that local authority that you're a member, you were a member of Dublin City Council, has the time, ability and expertise to become effectively developed?
If you took a 5-year approach and you said to all of those local authorities, what I'm saying to you is this: if you said to them, we are now developing your capacity, so you now need to start developing that, and if they were given the resources, yes, they could do it. Some of the smaller rural local authorities would take a bit longer, but Dublin City Council is champing at the bit and has been restrained by central government for delivering the houses, both social and affordable, that people need. We haven't even started talking about the vacant homes yet.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to talk about, the vacancy issue, and what frustrates the daylights out of me walking around this city, Cork, when I go for a walk around Limerick, and occasionally Galway and other cities. Somebody in a local authority once told me, when you're walking around the city, do me a favour, look up. Look up and see what you can see. And there is so much space that could be occupied for residential that is nothing. It is a space above a shop. It isn't even used as a storeroom a lot of the time. It is empty. Why, Lorcan, why have we not done what they've done in the UK, which is use that space to house families in city centre locations? Is it a psychology thing?
Okay, here are the statistics. We've 183,000 vacant houses in Ireland, and that's about somewhere between 60 and 80, depending on what measure you use, 60 to 80,000 more than we should have. In Dublin City alone, we have capacity for 4,000 new housing units above the shop. That aren't being currently utilised. I mean, that's a fair an awful lot. What they do in London, so we have vacancy rates around Dublin varying between 9% to 28% in various electoral districts around Dublin City, for example. In the UK, London, the vacancy rate is 2%. And one of the reasons that you have a low vacancy rate in other cities is because they put a whopping tax on vacant properties. Properties that are vacant for more than 6 months get taxed to the hilt, and that kind of softens the cough of people who own properties. That's a problem in Ireland. It's an ideological problem with the current government because they don't like taxing anything to do with property. But it's also a physical problem in that we don't have a register of ownership in Ireland. It's very hard sometimes to even find out who owns the property.
You have to go back to the land registry and take some 6 months.
And then there's also issues around people who have commercial space. We say, and above the shop, there is space for a conversion. The regulation around that is very expensive, and people don't know where to turn to. And that's a bit of an issue. Now, in fairness, we made an Oireachtas submission that I think was well received about how you change that to make it more efficient.
And that's all happening.
Yeah. Well, how is it happening?
So, like, we had the CSO come in, and no one was at that meeting. It was actually very interesting. And then when you break down the actual vacant homes and what we can actually go after, a huge proportion of that 180 odd thousand are either in probate or family member in a fair deal scheme or numerous other reasons.
For sale or for rent.
We reckon there's probably about 38,000 that we can target and go after. And I'm not talking about ones that are rural and aren't suitable either. What I'm talking about is that local authorities have now been tasked, if it's Lorcan's house and we don't know it's his house, finding out who actually owns it and letting them know the initiatives and the funding that is available to turn that property back in.
That's all carrot, right? Mm. You need stick. Where's the stick?
Well, I know he talked about not wanting to tax property, but we do have a local property tax. But
you did introduce that, to be fair.
But there will be a rates bill coming before us as well, and there's various mechanisms and funding available now. But again, you have to bring this back down. I know Dublin City Council have been very proactive in this. I have to go after the property and find out why it's empty and offer that funding and the regulations and the whatever is needed to bring that property back into the market. Mm. That is happening.
There are two problems with the government's approach to vacants. They launched three schemes last year. Now, there are three good schemes. One is for the housing agency to buy vacant homes directly off banks. Another is for local authorities to buy semi-derelict properties and renovate them and put them into social stock. And a third is for the local authorities to work with private homeowners to get them into leases. They're all good initiatives. The problem is they're only targeting 6,600 units over 6 years. That's 3% of the total vacant housing stock. It's nowhere near enough. So I've repeatedly said they are good schemes, but they need dramatically increased funding. Here's the second thing. We're now a year into Simon Coveney's plan and he has yet to launch his vacant home strategy. I know it's imminent. We're meant to get in the next couple of weeks. But you would have thought, given the fact that it's cheaper and quicker to get those vacant homes into active use, that would have been the first thing they would have done last year. And yet here we are a year on. So the crazy thing is this. It costs between 40 and 100,000 euros to get one of these vacant units back into use, whether it's through purchasing it or through leasing it. There are far more available today than the 1,000 or so a year the government is targeting. So again, it's part of the frustration is even when they introduce a good design scheme, it is chronically underfunded.
Okay. I'm going to leave the last word to Marie on this because...
So I'm here, like, this is so complex, Jonathan, it's beyond belief. And I could talk to you all day about
what is
actually
happening. You didn't become a politician because it was easy. You became a politician because it was hard.
I relish in challenges. And this is a very difficult challenge that we do face, right? But as I said, there are so many sectors and strands of this that have to work in tandem. It can't just be vacant homes. Mm. It can't just be social housing. It can't just be one sector. They all have to work together. And I think Peter Verytrust did say this. This is the most comprehensive plan that they have seen.
Yeah, he
and
also
it
said
is
it was
working.
Failing.
No, he didn't say it was failing.
He has said it's failing.
No,
he has.
We are a year in, and you know the amount of processes that we have had to eliminate to get things up and running, and we are starting to see results.
All right, it's frustrating. It's probably the best description for everybody. Those in government, those in opposition, and not to mention those who are out of form. Just by the way, will we have a new Minister for Housing after this afternoon, do you think, Maria?
I can't see into the future, Jonathan, so I
can
can't answer
if
that.
If we do have, I think that will be a real disappointment that Simon Coveney and Leo Varadkar will walk away from what's such a serious crisis this minute. So I really hope that we don't, and I'd be very disappointed if we do.
What I can say is how committed Simon Coveney is to this.
Not if he takes
department.
A new ministry, he clearly isn't.
He mightn't have a choice. Anyway, we leave it there. Maria Bailey, Fine Gael TD, and Ona Brinch in Fein TD, and Lorcan Sir, Housing Lecturer at DIT.